219 to talk. Yeah, you running your mouth. Yeah, you running your mouth. 219 to talk. Yeah, you running your mouth. Yeah, you running your mouth.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? This is JD the Barber.
Hey, Queenie, what's going on with it? All right, now. We
have a new co-host that's coming on tonight. Big Red Joe, what's up? You there, baby?
Yeah, what's going down? How y'all doing tonight?
Oh, we good, baby. Good to have you on here, man. And welcome to 219 The Talk, brother. You're going to find out that we talk about anything and everything that's got something going on with it, man. So there is no topic off limit. So feel free, if you have a topic and you want to talk about it, feel free to bring it up, and we will discuss it tonight here on 219 The Talk. But that's what we do. We discuss this mess that we call United States of America.
Well, I'm going to dive right into it.
Uh-oh.
We need to talk about Humpty Trumpy and why.
He fell off the wall.
He said that he did not want to tell everybody about what was going on because he didn't want to cause mass hysteria.
Let me explain something to you. First of all, Donald Trump is a damn D student that made it.
That made it.
He is a dummy.
That they just go ahead.
That they just went on and passed him on through.
Oh, my God.
He's a product of social promotion. You remember social promotion, don't you, Reggie? When you get too old and they just pass you on to the next grade. Yeah,
oh,
That's what Donald Trump is a product of. And we as some damn idiots in the United States have allowed this man to become the ruler of the, as they say, the free world.
The free world.
This is the craziest thing ever. America needs to be embarrassed with the product they done put up there, talking about President of the United States. I know there's some foreign leaders laughing their behinds off.
Got to be.
At what we have let happen in what they say a democracy.
It's funny you say that. It's funny you say that because I've seen an episode on The Daily Show where he was in some type of meeting, and all the guys was in the background talking about him, even people that he thought was close to him. Hey, Trump was ready to leave. He called the Air Force One and went back home because he was mad because he wasn't part of the boycott. So you joking about it. They seriously all laughing at this cat.
Oh, most definitely. Because he is an idiot. I always think about that show Carrie when his girl mama say, they're all going to laugh at you, girl. Hey, man, they all going to laugh at Trump. Now they laughing at Trump. They laughing at him, but they also laughing at the United States because we have embarrassed ourselves by making this buffoon our damn president, man. This is truly one time where the, what they call it, the political machine has failed. It failed miserably.
Big time.
It failed miserably. There's no way in hell this man's supposed to be the president of the United States. He wasn't even a good damn reality show host. So why in the world are we going to make him a damn president of the United States?
Well, you know who happy right now?
Huh?
You know who happy right now? George W. Bush.
Oh, yeah. You know what? He won't go down in history as the dumbest damn president ever had.
Exactly.
Because Donald Trump, I dumbed him.
I dumbed
him. Does that make sense? I dumbed him. I dumbed that baby, man.
Oh, my God.
Man, that's crazy when you say I dumbed. You know, when you thought you were going to be the dumbest president ever in history, and then they bring up another one dumber than you, oh, yeah, victory is here for him.
Own it, tell him to lie. Own it. Houston.
What's going
on? What's up, people?
He's happy to
feel right now. Yeah. Honest, we got a new co-host on the show tonight. Big Reggio, he's one of my man cave co-hosts as well. And he's going to be joining us from now on the 219 to talk. So that's that other voice that you hear in the background. That's Reggie.
We got full lineup. We got Ray on the line.
And we got also is me, you, Reggie, and of course we got Trainer Ray in the house. What's up, Trainer Ray?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on?
What's going on in the crooked letter?
What's happening today to Miss Oxfield?
Oh, man, ain't nothing down here in the dirty scissor but a number of dusty people.
Y'all had it rain down there today?
No, we had no rain. I've been hoping we get some. We need some so I can sit on the porch and fall asleep.
Well, we'll see you.
We got plenty of. We'll see you some, Bubba.
Send it on down here. Send it on down here.
I'll put some in the mail tomorrow. It'll be on the way.
Been on it too.
Yeah, but we had a pretty good day here. It rained a little bit, knocked our lights off for a little while, but they back on. AC blowing again, all is well, baby.
All the time.
Yeah, it's scheduled to get cold. It's scheduled to get down around 56.
I'm praying for it. That's for sure.
That was cold.
Hey, Otis, it's hard to believe these meteorologists.
they get paid their full salary, and they wrong damn near 70% of the time.
No,
all the time.
Watch how fast you get fired.
I think they need to be specially certified for Texas weather. Well, they got all that Doppler and stars and all that stuff.
That don't mean nothing. Hey, let me tell you something. A storm will take a left curve on you in a minute.
So what's going on this? What's been up with you?
Girl, I've been getting education every day, started a new business.
What?
I'm tired.
All right.
I am officially a truck dispatcher. I was holding out to tell you that. James, sure. Yes.
What you got going on there, Order?
Truck dispatcher, duly. Got it. My new business. God is good.
Oh. Praise the Lord then. Hey, look here. You tell me God ain't still in the blessing business. Even in the midst of this.
Oh, I know he is because he blesses me every day. I know he is.
All the time.
Amen. Well, that's good. Congratulations.
Huh?
Hey, look here. I want to bring up a topic right now that probably... I know Reggie is near and dear to him and probably to Ray as well, but I know Reggie are going to be on it with me. Hey, man, NFL season starts tonight, baby. Let me tell you something. after this watered-down basketball season that they're trying to close out right now, and this crappy baseball season they done let pass through here.
Yes.
I wouldn't care if they started a professional kickball team. I'm ready for anything right now besides this mess, man. And tonight, these Texans take on these Super Bowl champ Kansas City Chiefs. So we're gonna be able to gauge what the Houston Texans are going to be about starting tonight. If they don't stand up good against these Kansas City Chiefs, we might as well go out on and trade our jerseys in and start a petition for a damn kickball team here in Houston. Because I'm sitting out here.
Hey, look, all it's going to take, all it's going to take is the man with the ball to cough one time, and he's going to make a touchdown. They're going to be like, hold up, Corona, hold up.
I listened to a tape this morning, a recording this morning. Let me not say tape. Somebody might hear me say tape or say, what is that?
What the hell is a tape?
Listen to
it. How old is she? They could be like, how old is she?
Now they need to worry if I say 8-track. Let's move on. So,
I'm like, dang. They had them when Jesus was out there.
I listened to a recording this morning of Bow Wow, the artist formerly known as Little Bow Wow.
Right.
Trapping his pregnant girlfriend in the room, and allegedly, because he couldn't restrain her, hit her in her stomach.
And then he threatened
her mama, her sister. All this being recorded in the age of world star video and audio recording on phone. What in the world thinking about? Or was he thinking at all?
Right, right.
He wasn't thinking.
Well, guess what? The police mistake.
People get.
They're thinking about how long he gonna stay out there with them. That's what they're thinking. Cause you got to let me tell you something. You got to be a damn fool to do something like that nowadays. Like she said, with the age of recordings and world star and videos. You got to know that's going
to
get leaked out some kind of way. You tripped.
And I heard it on Instagram and Facebook.
Guess what? He's going to be close to jail.
And they're going to book his face,
and face
it, with a number.
And his face with a number up under. They show, I see mother shot in damn future. That's all I can say.
So my question is it ever, and I never am, justified to hold a woman in a room, thinking that you could talk her into staying with you? And she say, get out that room, let me out. Because she kept telling him, hey, let me out of here. And then this is the phrase that he going to jail on right here. You said you was not going to hit me again.
Oh, yeah. Nigga, you out of here.
That's right. But you know what? He's going down that same road as Chris Brown. Same road.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
he's
on that road.
He should have called first. Chris told him, hey, man, go back. Chris would have told him that. Chris Brown damn near lost his career fooling around with reality.
Rolling Tide.
Yeah, and Bow Wow's career really already over. I ain't seen a hot Bow Wow.
What career did Bow Wow have?
He really ain't gonna have none.
Right.
Yeah. He ain't.
But that brother.
The last thing he was in was a Tyler Perry movie.
I don't know. I don't even remember the cat. To be honest with you. Let me explain something to you, Reggie.
What they don't realize is uh-huh. For one, in this day and age, cameras are everywhere. For one, for two. You don't go around making no woman and trust her and nothing, because all she going to do is get on that court. When she get on that stand and start crying, you might as well tuck your head between your legs and kiss your butt goodbye. When she get on that stand to testify, she start crying. He might as well tuck his head between his leg and kiss his butt goodbye.
But why as a man would you raise your hand to a woman? Let's just go there. What's so horrible about walking away?
Well, let me explain something to you, Otis. They down here in Asia, they teach in the third grade, keep your hands to yourself. And if you don't let it in after the third grade, they start adding some hard stipulations. And at the age by all that, his stipulation is going to be penitentiary.
Yeah.
So, hey, you can either learn it the easy way or the hard way, but I guarantee you he's going to learn to keep his damn hands to himself.
Yes, he may still look like a kid, but he's going to get some adult
time.
I guess he missed Kelly.
Oh.
Okay,
I'm trying to hang out with
right since we on jail time.
Let's not be on jail time.
Let me just throw this one at
you. I don't think you want to hang out with Rock Kelly.
Oh my Lord.
What'd you say?
I said, I don't think he's going to hang out with R. Kelly. He's down there getting stabbed.
Yeah,
he said
that's not going
to get out of jail. It failed,
of course. He got jumped on. One of them Latin Kings got on.
Let me explain something to y'all about Robert Kelly. The R, as they call it.
The Pied Piper
of R&B. Well, right now he's the Pied Piper of not a damn thing. Because them people gonna keep Robert. I don't care what are you thinking about. Robert, they done made a whole documentary on Robert.
Yes.
They done made a surviving Robert Kelly.
Yes.
And guess what? I don't know if Robert Kelly gonna survive Robert Kelly.
He not.
Because they finna lock Robert Kelly up for a long time.
On the street.
It's a failure. You find out.
They lock him.
All right, JD.
Man, Robert going to be making his next album from Chicago Penitentiary or whatever. Yeah, what's that, Rick?
All I can say is standing here looking in the mirror, saying damn to myself. That's what I was playing it all like that.
How you can say?
Yeah, I mean, Robert is out of there, man. That's just all there is to it. He can forget it.
They forget about it.
Look, they trying to hide Bill Carter.
Oh my God!
I don't know what Robert was thinking. Robert's supposed to burn every tape. What he's supposed to burn all the evidence. Matter of fact, he's supposed to just got him $1.50 worth of gas and set the whole damn mansion on fire.
Oh,
and
get insurance.
Get insurance and buy another.
And buy another.
Burn all the rocks.
What is he going to do with them tanks? Give them the
I don't know, but
they can let
him write them. He's going to give them some gold into a gold suit.
Lord, have mercy.
He's out of
there.
Hey, man. He should have been like Russell Simmons did.
What'd you say, Reggie?
He should have been like Russell Simmons did. Russell Simmons, he broke camp and went build him a compound. And we can't touch it. No, he wasn't taking no chance on all them charges and accusations kept coming up. He's like, you know what? I ain't do it, but I'm not going to stand around and be like Bill Cosby and all the rest of them. I'm up to catch that.
Hey, what happened to Cooper Gunn Jr.? You know they was trying to get him. And all of a sudden, his story just dropped the news.
He paid the right people. Cuba. You know Cooper Gunn Jr.? They was trying to charge him.
Cooper Gunn Jr.
And next thing you know, it all dropped. I told Janice, I said, yeah, Cuba paid the right people. R. Kelly should have called him and asked him who he's supposed to pay.
Hey, man, who you with? Hey, man, who you with?
Yeah. You supposed to have some on them, too? Bump that.
Yeah, man. Hey, man, let me tell you something. I don't know who these celebrities think they are, but let me tell you something. They, especially if you're a black celebrity, you are not above the law, bro. You are on your way. You ain't got no business. And you got to know your whole life is under a microscope. And here you is out here grabbing up young kids from high school and all that.
Hey, Russell, sending your crew out to the high school
to go pick up girls.
Pick you up.
And
pick
keeping them kids out in the house.
You asking him to go get you a box of chips.
Right, go pick up me a 16-year-old and bring. Matter of fact, get two.
Dog.
Yeah, dog. Extra dog. And Christian, yeah. You know what?
I'm gonna tell you what I think about this. You know, y'all talking about Kelly, right? Now look, true enough, what he did with all the girls, whatever he did, I don't know. I wasn't there, so I can't say he did or didn't. But some of these kids, they need to get their pants, because I guarantee you some of them knew what was going on.
I believe so. Oh, yeah. I truly believe so.
Ain't no way. You got all these girls, but ain't no parents, no nothing. So I bet you if you go check some bank records, go look at some money, I bet there's some money somewhere and these parents know what's going on. They need to take them with them.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. But let me tell you something. Don't nobody call you a crackhead unless they seen you smoke crack. At least two or three people. Now, the whole world is calling you a crackhead. It's more than a few people that seen you smoke crack.
Exactly.
So it's more than a few people that seen R. Kelly with some teenage women.
Peeing on
him,
too.
Well,
Kelly was with Aaliyah.
Oh, my God.
Everybody knew that. She
a pee tape,
right?
Don't act like you didn't see the pee tape.
Look.
Don't act like you did not see that pee tape. It's online. Go ahead. You might find it on the dark web, but it's online. I'm telling you. But look, let me tell you this here. R. Kelly was in a room with the braids in his head and a dude in the back. I was like, yo, Kelly, phone, dog. And he was like, all right. So you telling me that one you on the tape? Who else they calling you Kelly? Looking just like Kelly. Mm-hmm. You fool. You on tape. Answer to your name. I said, this nigga is retarded.
Then your brothers get on there and talk about how much help you need and
right.
and what happened to you and Mr. Carly.
You just got molested and all that as a kid.
Oh, Lord.
Man, y'all don't keep that little family business to yourself.
On it.
Yeah. I asked a question earlier, and I'm still waiting on the answer. What? Why?
Why? Exactly. And look how
why would a man put his hands on a woman knowing that supposedly she's the weaker vessel? What's wrong with walking away? Knowing, especially in this day and time, they're going to tie your tail up, not just because you hit a woman, but because you are a black man. And they don't particularly care that you hit a black woman, that you hit a white woman, oh, they gonna roll you up under the jail, but just hitting one of us, why would you do that knowing what you're facing? They'll make an example out of you just because. So why?
Yeah.
Why would you do
that? Let me say this. For one, you're right, it's wrong, and you shouldn't be doing it because 9 times out of 10, you, the man, is stronger than that woman, but that man just ain't ran across that woman that's going to say, okay, and when he go to sleep, he's going to be burning bed all over again.
You
got some women that ain't going. You put your hands on that woman and you go to sleep talking about, baby, I love you. She's like, baby, I love you too. And you wake up tomorrow and you be missing some parts and then your bed burning, don't be bad.
Hey. JD just told me that old Bobby, I didn't know that they gave Bobby back his stuff. You know,
yeah, they gave
Bobby got
porn.
His stuff. I didn't know
that boy went to be a porn. He went to be a porn star.
She throwed it out in the dirt field.
Shut up.
They found it and reassessed
it. They found it and gave it back to her.
They said an ice cream truck was passing by. They said, hey, put this on the nutty buddy.
And he just
gave the syrup to the swine.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm done.
He probably
Frankenstein is
with that thing right now, but
I'm saying,
probably like
some shit. And see, that, you know what? And that's the bad part. People ain't learned from that. That right there is something that happened for real, and guys ain't learn from that. You want to put your hands on these women. Okay. Now, sure enough, like you said, why they do it, who knows? 9 times out of 10, if a guy puts his hands on a woman, he probably can't whoop a man. That's probably why. Because
can't
a man
whoop
a
man.
He probably cried like a baby. Huh?
So they say that hurt people hurt people. Do you agree that a man that is prone to violence against a woman either was subjected to violence growing up or saw his father do this to his mother or whoever. So would you say it's learned behavior?
I don't think it is, because there's some men that's beating on women that never experienced or saw their parents do that. So I don't, in some instances, you know, yeah, but in some, not every, to me, not every situation, every man that beats women, I don't.
Hey, let me explain something to you, Tuana. That is truly a cop-out in many situations. Because let me tell you something. My parents, when we were young, had a domestic violence problem. You know, I watched it as growing up as a kid. I mean, it, as they got older, it dissipated. But you know, it was already, it was seen in the household when I was at a young age. And I have never, ever in the history of niggerdom put my hands on a woman. I just would never do that. That's just not what I do. I don't think that is right. I don't think that, you know, because I don't think no woman can whoop me. So why am I getting to fight with somebody that I know can't whoop me? You know what I'm saying? That there's no chance. What are we fighting for? First of all, I'm not fighting my woman. And I don't know no other women well enough to get in a fight with them about nothing. So that's the two aspects that I come from. So I really think that I don't really think that the environment that you grew up in really dictates that strongly what kind of relationships you're going to have that you see. I mean, as a man, I think that if you beat up on women, you're just a weak cat. That just I just don't understand that at all. I can't see no justification and no reasoning in fighting on, especially on your woman. Why are you with a woman if you got a fight on? That's crazy.
Tell me this. So even if the woman hits you.
Right. Well, let me tell you something, honest. After being in TDC, you know, Texas Department of Corrections, I got a walkaway game that's on 1,000. You hit me, I might just take off running. Let me tell you something. I'm 6 feet tall, 255 pounds right now. At one time, I was 335 pounds. I have literally called the laws on a woman before. I ain't got no problem calling the laws. But let me tell you something. HPD don't never stop working. I don't care what time of night you call them, somebody's going to answer that damn phone.
He's not talking about me. He ain't never had a call.
But let me tell you something. I have had a woman came to my house call after the fool and hit the front door. She hit my door like a linebacker, knocked me backwards, came in my house and told me she wasn't going no damn well. I said, well, cool, no problem. I got to my phone and politely called HPD, and they came and got her. And let me tell you how crazy she was on this. She went to jail because she had tickets. Now, I didn't tell you that the law's on the way. You so crazy, you're going to stay there while the law's coming? You deserve to go to jail. Bye-bye. I waved at them as they pulled off with her in the back of the car.
My Lord.
Bye-bye, brother. Oh, HPD works. You know, you can call the law on me. I can call the law on you.
I'm
going to
tell you like this. I've been, my ex-wife, I got stabbed by her. I didn't beat her up. I should have, but I didn't. But she, you know, when she stabbed me in the leg, when she stabbed me in the leg, I said, look, we need to go to the hospital. She said, no, we ain't going nowhere. I said, no, we going somewhere. So I got on the phone. Wow. I called the police. And then the bad part about it, this is the crazy part. Police showed up. She still got the knife in her hand. They put their hands on their pistol so fast. I said, girl, you better put that knife down. You finna be asleep. So they took her to jail because she stabbed me. So I didn't beat her, so I ain't put my hands on her.
I got a question.
Right.
Yes. Right. I got a question.
You got
the hospital.
I said,
was she still at home? Was she still at home?
You said what she said?
Did y'all say it again?
As a woman, it doesn't make sense. I don't care if you a brother, how bad you are. Oh, I used to beat up on my brothers. Your man is not your brother. So keep your hands to yourself.
Yeah,
well, my friend is saying you're big enough to hit, you're big enough to get back. So I never hit.
There you go.
I got that. Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
I know you heard Janice's question. You tried to
open
it.
No. When I got out the hospital, she was still in jail.
Okay.
See, I was in the army. And see, my thing was, I said, since you stabbed me and since the police came and got you, I'm going to leave you in there. They had my unit being in the army. They told me, Ray, just go and send her home. Go and send her home. I said, no, she at home. Let her go and stay where she at. So I ain't doing nothing.
Right.
She was in jail still when I got to the hospital.
That's what some of them men get excited when them women violent and be like, I know you love me now. You fighting to keep me.
Like the women, he punched me in my face, and he don't want me to be with nobody but him. You got your eyes, your eyes, your forehead, and you. Oh no, you got some women that like that now. You got some that like that. Yes, you got some women that like to get their head tore up. Look.
If you love me, the only thing you better hit on is my butt. Don't hit me, no.
Yeah, oh, no. Slap in the behind. Stop is a good.
That's it.
Oh, no,
you better not hit me too hard, because I'm going to take it personally if you hit me too hard.
JD starts to testify. I had to stop him. on the butt.
Why is you on your ass all the time?
Yeah, I don't need to know how many you didn't hit on the top. I don't need to know that.
I did not see anything pertaining to that.
My Lord.
Rob got me in trouble.
You got yourself in trouble.
I know.
You said you didn't hit many women on the bus top.
Never mind.
And when I was in Oklahoma, this girl I was trying to talk to, she wouldn't talk to me, and I kept wondering why. Her sister said because I didn't beat on her. She didn't figure I loved her. So I told her to keep on moving. I told her to keep on moving. I'm good.
I walked smooth away from that one.
Reggie, what do you think about this whole
I know the outcome.
Right here.
You know, exactly. I'm going to be straight up honest. I think a woman should stay in her lane. Don't put your hands on another man. I don't believe in fighting on women, but you never know what could happen. I could knock her back trying to stop her from hitting me. She could fall and hit her head, and there I am in jail for manslaughter. Anything can happen. I had a girl try to stop me from leaving by putting two knives on me at the front door to stop me from leaving. So it depends on the situation, what you got to do. If your life is really in danger, although I don't condone it, but I think my mama always told me, hey, man, don't put your hand on a woman. But don't be no fool.
I teach my daughters to keep their hands to themselves. Right. I'm not going to even remain in a relationship with a woman. Exactly. Keep your hands to yourself. I keep my hands in me, and as a woman, you shouldn't be trying to run up on no man. If you think that you got a man that you can whoop and beat on, you got a punk. You the man.
why you just can't be a special kind of fool?
Now, I do want to say
that song, I'm a special kind of fool, we could just be one of them cats. You know, hey, man.
Well, I can't say it. I can't go. Well, I'm not a weak man. Truly, I mean, who wants a weak man? Who's gonna respect a weak man? If I can run up on
now,
you,
I ain't gonna, gonna lie to you. I done been in a relationship where I done, that man came at me and held me down, and I didn't have to get him off. You understand me? Hey, I have to go ahead and have to put some hands on him to get him off of me now. Because, you know, again,
yeah.
I can call now. Somebody, he got to get off me. You understand me now? So in that type of scenario, I don't care how big you are or how small I am. If you put your hands on me and get me in a position where I can't, where I got to punch you in your face, so dot that I. I'm a gone dot that I.
Explain something to you.
Mm-hmm.
Got to is a whole different animal. Now, let me tell you something. If I got to, I get backed in the corner, a woman backed me in the corner where I can't get out of there and run away, I'm going to go through you.
Oh,
one way or another.
Oh, geez.
If I start swinging, biting, scratching, falling, whatever, I'm getting out of here. Bro, yeah, you're better. Look, I'm going to tell you like I told the dude one time at the club. And I told the dude at the club one time, we was arguing and fussing. I said, bro, just let me go home. And he looked at me like, what? I said, man, let me tell you something. We got two problems here. First of all, you want to fight. Second of all, I'm going to kill you because I don't want to fight you.
Exactly.
I'm going to kill you because I can't stand you running up on me somewhere,
mm-hmm.
you know, later on down the street as if I wound you up in there. So I got to kill you right here so I don't have to worry about you no more.
Mm-hmm.
So that I would tell
exactly.
you, let me go. Just let me leave.
Now,
please let me leave.
Now, I do have another scenario, and I guess it's going to be the topic that ends the show.
Uh-huh.
This is the same type of situation. If you got a relative
right.
that's being beat on,
right?
Right?
Right.
I'm talking about the first time it happened.
Right.
Well, the thing about it is, every woman want a thug until can't nobody in her family be the fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Then she don't want
I want to.
But when you find out can't nobody in your family whoop this nigga and he whooping you every day, then you know you chose the wrong damn food. See, so you have to understand.
And you had a baby with.
Right, that's a young girl. They all want a thug until can't nobody in your family whoop this nigga. Yeah,
I'll pass.
I said them young girls.
Daddy, you a thug?
No, I used to be, but let me tell you what kind of beat on stand. I used to be. He don't hurt you. Can't hurt you no more.
Rich.
I used to be a thug. Long time
ago.
Long time ago.
This is what a thug do. Rich.
What you talking about?
Girl.
When you ready? Tell the truth. Rich
is quiet. Rich is real quiet.
Huh? Yeah, exactly, because he know I'm telling the truth on him. Look, let me tell you something. I've been knowing Reggie since we were 17, 18 years old, and we 51 now.
Let me ask you.
So let me tell you how long we've been knowing each other.
Right, you there?
Been there, done that.
Oh, exactly. Got a T-shirt to go with.
Oh, Lord, he's retiree.
But, hey, man, look at Reggie. You heard what I told her, huh? I said, what kind of beat on Sting? I used to be.
Hey,
now,
hey, but see, I'm gonna tell you like this now. You know, I've been there, done that. But see, I stay out the way. Out the way, I mind my business. But don't bring him back out because he can come out.
Exactly.
But I try to leave that where it was. Don't do that.
Exactly. Just say I ain't no killer, but don't push me.
Don't push me. I had a sister. She had her man came over to my mom's house to get her. He said, I'm not leaving. He raised his hand to hit her, and her son, who wasn't even, I think he might have been 12, 13 at the time, her two little girls, my other niece and myself, I know I was like 17. We all jumped on him and whooped the cowboy mess out of him because he picked up a brick
and hit her in the top of her head.
Oh, Lord.
So you know, when it was all said and done, she was mad as four cats on a hot tin roof just because we jumped on him and beat him up.
Wow. And that happened.
And you know what? If I was y'all, I'd have jumped on her and beat her up. And instead of they'd have matching hospital beds. They could have got a king size or a full size bed, whatever. I'd have won them both.
My oldest sister and him, okay, because, you know, I'm the youngest, out of nine. So my oldest sister and him, they got on her about how you going to cuss them out, and he nearly killed you. If it hadn't have been for a bunch of kids, he would have killed you, and now you're going to cuss them out.
Well, Denise, y'all not giving her what he giving her. That's what a lot of people still understand. Whatever he's giving her is allowing him to do whatever he want to do. She that's how much she wanted from him. And no matter what you say or what you do, he's going to be on his team.
Right. You right, Rick?
I've been there before. You know what I'm saying? I already know. My suggestion is call the police. Call the police. I don't get involved in that. When I was younger, I used to do it, but now call the police. That's what they are.
Take it away from my mama.
The police was getting ready. I don't know what they were going to do with us as kids. I was the oldest. I was 17. So what the police thought, we were beating him up until they seen her sitting over to the side with her head bleeding. And then they understood why we was beating the mess out of him.
Well, I got one question.
And she told them, don't press charges.
We have one question for you, Lee. Who was the police called on? That's what I want to know.
Right. Were the police called on him, or were they called on y'all?
The police was called on us, evidently.
That's what I'm talking about right now.
That's the mess. Yeah, exactly. I'm with you. I understand why you asked that question.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
But when they got there and they seen why we had him on the ground with knives and bats and sticks and whatever else we could get,
yeah,
and seen her over to the side bleeding, they told him, the officer told him, he said, it looks like you walked up into a young hornet's nest. He said they were protecting their mom, sister, and aunt. We can't do anything with them. He said, hell, they all kids. So you just got beat up by a bunch of kids.
They should have took him to jail, actually.
Was he able to walk when he left?
He was limping, baby.
He's been broke.
I got my last lick in before he left. Sure did.
Waltz Nest Click. Man, yeah, they sound like the Waltz Nest Click. All right, well, y'all, look here. It's 7:50 right now, so we're going to go ahead and wrap up this show. It's been a great show, man. I appreciate all y'all. Reggie, we look forward to you, and we appreciate you coming on the show, brother. I'm going to get ready to watch some of this Texans game and see what they can do tonight.
Yeah,
so, Ray, you go ahead and sign out, baby.
All right. This is Trainer Ray down in the dirty. Still trying to tell y'all, come on in and join us again next week at 2:19 to talk. Also, you can join me on Saturdays at 12 o'clock noon for Fitness Evolution with Trainer Ray. Y'all have a great evening.
Right. Owens, you go ahead and sign off, darling.
Houston, on the north side. We'll see you next week.
Yeah.
2:19, 7
7 p.m. sharp. Come on and join us. We got it going on over here.
You better know it. All right, Reg, it's on you, baby.
All right, y'all. This is Reg Joe, because I said so, over here on the north side of Houston, from Sunnyside. I thank y'all for inviting me on the show. I look forward to seeing y'all and talking to y'all next week.
All right, all right. Well, this is JD of JD's Man Cave, and look forward to seeing y'all next Thursday right here again on 219 and Talk. And look for our show on Saturday, where it'll be me and Big Red Joe and a couple other co-hosts who sit around and talk about men's issues every Saturday at 7 o'clock, and that's called JD's Man Cave. Look for it on our platform. Tune in and get yourself a heaping helping of JD and JD's Man Cave. We'll see y'all next week.
All right.
Right here on Tina Talk. Queenie, you want to sign off?
Love you. God bless you. Good night.
219 to talk. 219 to talk. 219 to talk. 219 to talk. Let's go. 219. Yeah, 219. Yeah, 219 to talk.